Okay, so we're up to the middle of the Amar Rava. Bola Matzla Yotza. It is in the middle of the Amar Rava. Bola Matzla Yotza. Bola Marla Yotza. Person swallows Matzla Yotza. Yotza Yidei Chia Chiv Matzla. You don't have to be toying the Tam Matzla. There's no such din. There's no din. Daf Kuf Tesvav. Amud Beis. Right smack in the middle of the Amud. You couldn't get more in the middle than this, the number of them. Bala Matza Yotza.
The word is probably Rava.
Okay, I stand corrected. But it's pretty much
that's
in the middle.
Sitting.
It's pretty good. Amud Rava.
Good eye measurement.
Baruch Hashem, Chazte Hashem. Amar Rava, Bola Matzu Yotza, Bola Morla Yotza. Vos Meintos, Bola Matzu, Bola Matzu Mor B'Vasachas. The same thing, Yidei Matzu Yotza, Yidei Morla Yotza. But Korchon B'Siv, if you wrap up the Matzu and the Morla in a package, in some type of
a
veggie wrap, what's called the veggie capsule, what do they call those capsules?
Whatever.
The veggie capsules completely seal, you swallow it. B'Siv in some type of sieve, some type of bass, some type of thing which grows underneath the tree, which you were under a date tree, which you use to wrap it. When you wrap it up with balon, afide matzah nami lo yotz. Now, what is all that? So instead of me babbling for half an hour, let's read the Rashbam. The Rashbam says bala matzah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before it gets wide. Bala matzah v'lo losa. You did not chew it. The point of here is you did not chew the matzah. I guess you crumble it up, you take it and you grind it up into matzah meal and you swallow it. Yotza shrei kim derev techul matzos. You're mekayim the mitzvah rice and even shul techul matzos. Shrei achil lehitza kin achil lebivo dechatil tam matzah. Bina lechatil yini tam matzah. This is not a lechatil yini tam matzah, but b'diavet you mekayim b'erev techul matzos. However, bala moror lo yotza. Why didn't you need tam moror v'leka? Because you need the tam moror v'leka. Mishum dehachi kabir rachmana lemaris piv. Shaloichel zechel li the moris hayim zechel. For the keem, the rice, so they made bitter. Vayimoru es chayim bavoido kosha. Kach motazikos bukhalasom befeish venotam. Okay, so that's what it says. You have to have the flavor of the bitterness of mor.
Just swallow it.
No good. Matzah, there's no din of tasting matzah. Matzah is achila. It's a lump. It's a brisk gemar. It's a din achila. If you swallow it, you mekayim din achila. When it comes to mor, it's not enough to have a din to swallow. You have to have the flavor of the mor. Fine. Then Rabbeinu perished. Now that's what we found the name of Rabbeinu Kach Motzasi B'chol Asvarim Perish B'Rechnal. I found this interpretation of Rashbam. It says in all of the Svarim, I went to the library and this is the interpretation that I gave from the Gemara. And I also found this in Rabbeinu Chananel. However, my grandfather, my Zaidi Rashi, he says a different interpretation. Perish Rabbeinu Bola Morlo Yotza Iav Shishlo Yeboi Tam Moror. Why Bor Matzah Bor Mor Pumfa Kert? The gears of Rashi is pumfakert. Bola moror yotza. Rashi had a different gears in the Gemara. If you swallow moror yotza, why? The bitterness of moror is sazoy grois. It's impossible that you're not gonna come up. The bitterness is going to give you
aftertaste,
or it's going to give you reflux. It's going to be moral reflux, we'll call it. Right? Moral reflux. Yotza, Ievsha Shaloyihe Baitamor, Bola Matsu Mor Yachad. But if you swallow Matsumor Yachad, Veloyochaladain, Loimize, Veloimize. But let's say you swallow them both together, Matsumor together, Veloyochaladain, Loimize, Veloimize, Yde Matsu Yotza, Yde Mor Loyotza, Hoyo Vloylo, so you've Ochal Matsu Imo, Ein Lo Shum Tam. So according to Rashi's Girsa, the only time lo yotza when it comes to moror is if you swallow the moror together with matzah. Since you did not chew it, and being that the moror has been swallowed together with the matzah, there's not going to be an aftertaste. There's not going to be reflux because it's not alone, it's not independent. It is together with the matzah. The matzah is going to counteract.
So how do we find today we have an aftertaste?
What? Today? I don't know, maybe Niskatim Hadar, some moror is not so bitter. Amora b'zman aznas. Not so. I don't know the answer. That's what it says. Ulefiach kasev b'svarim soch lefarish. But according to what it says now, some soch lefarish. Bola matzo moro yide matzo mihu yatsa.
When it goes into the stomach, it will gaze.
Okay, now, so according to the Giras of Rashi,
Rabbi Arz, I thought he used to use iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
They said the longer you leave in the ground, it gets bitter.
Right, what it means, well, it doesn't mean that it's bitter now. It means that if you, that potentially there is. Oh, but the Gemara says it's a tam maror. So that means there is a tam. Obviously, there is some degree of tam maror. Okay, after be mind what he meant exactly. The Gemara here seems to say that there's a din. The Gemara mentions a few times. The Gemara mentions this concept called there's a flavor of bitterness in the mar. Okay, let's go weiter. And then now, again, according to the Giras of Rashi, when if your person swallows together matzu maror, so yidei matzu yotzi dei mar lo yotzi. Then he goes on, lufiya kosa besfarm tzoch lufarish bola matzu maror, yidei matzu, according to what it says now, a swarm it says, bola matzu umaror, yidei matzu mi yotzi, deloitema af yidei matzu lo yotzi. According to our Girsa, so what's the Chiddush then? What's the Chiddush then to say that you're going to be yotzei din matzah when you swallow matzah? So what difference does it make now that you have morah together? The answer is, you have tatil gerusa. You have two strikes against you. Number one, you did not chew the matzah, so you did not taste the matzah. Number two, the matzah did not make direct contact with your throat. It was the chatzitza. What was the chatzitza? The mor was chitzitz between the matzah and your throat. So that, you would think, would be a reason why you should not be yoytze. Kamash blon, you are going to be yoytze, at least yidei chovas matzah. Okay, that concludes the shtickle. Well, now we have korchan besiv, next from Rashbams. But let's say you take the matzah and the mor and you wrap it up in a package. So you wrap it up in some type of sieve. Sieve is literally means some type of thing which grows underneath the bark of a palm tree. But in modern days, I guess you would take some type of veggie cap, a veggie capsule wrap. You wrap up and you swallow. So in this case, did not make a direct contact with your throat. So korchon shneim yachad besiv haygadal l'sav adekel lo yatsa sherei lo hoye mamish befiv loizev ukazorich even l'chem astam. It's like you're throwing, since you have a sieve. Sieve is a chatzitza. That's not called a ma'isa achila, and it's like you're throwing what veggie cap. Veggie caps not chametz. The veggie caps not chametz. It's a material like that. That's a high tech material which it dissolves. But because it's like you're throwing a stone into a container, the mele lo yatz. Okay, so that concludes this shtickle gemara. Now we go to new gemara. Amar Rav Simba Rashi, matzo lifnei kol echad v'yechad, mar lifnei kol echad v'yechad, v'chareis lifnei kol echad v'yechad. Period. That when everyone sat in Tam Chazal on their own little stools, their own little tables, every single one should have their own matzah, their own mora, and their own charoises. The ein oikunes ashulchan lefnei misham oimer hagod. Tam Chazal, only one person said the hagod on behalf of the entire mishpacha. You yoytza hagod with shemei koine. So from whom do you take away the table in order for the children should ask? You oiker the shulchan in order the children should ask. Only the roish hamishpacha, the one that says that God on behalf of the entire family, he is his shulchan that is removed. Rav Huna Omer, kulanami, kulanami, lefnei misha Omer Hagodah. Rav Huna says, kulanami. Rav Huna says, also, all of the things, matz, kulanami, all three things, matzah, moror, and charoises, need not be put in front of each one of the guests. The only one that needs to have in front of them matzah, moror, and charoises is the roish habayis. Kulanami, lifnei mishum hagodah, period. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rav Huna lekula, the hilchasak Rav Huna. We pass like a food. The only one that needs the matzah and maror, when you come to say this, talk the way it is, but say, who has a kara? Who has a kara and the three matzahs and the maror on top of the kara? Only the Rosh Habayis. I mean, okay, love that, but they're a chal. Unless you have a family, like.
You know why they were yaitse with one person saying that God and
they know how to read?
No.
Why?
How many agudas did they have back then?
They knew by heart.
They had a printing press where they pumped out hundreds of agudas.
They knew by heart.
Was handwritten.
So maybe they would tell me they had chum and everyone knew by heart.
Huh?
Maybe they would tell me they knew by heart. Okay, that's such a clear answer because what about daven l'sechat tefila? What so only one person daven and no one else knew how to daven? Maybe taka that taka smash like that in the Gemara. The shliach tzibur won't listen. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. I don't know. You have to be ma'ayin into it more, but it's an idea. But over here, let's focus now on the Gemara is focusing now. Who gets pets? Who gets matzah more in Chareses? Rav Huna says only the Rosh Habayis. He has the Ka'ora with the matzois and the moror and the Chareses, and he dishes out. He after he makes the brach, he distributes. And that's why he passed as the more possible. So Rav Huna, period. What are we going to do today?
Someone comes in Shver.
And all of the children also have their own three matzahs?
I've heard of that.
All the children? Let's say you have the shver, right? You have the shver. And then you have, he has two edim, and he has 20 grandchildren. Every one of the 20 grandchildren has three matzahs, and their own kshir mamorah, and their own charoses, when they say that, brother?
I don't think so.
No.
Each son-in-law would have
the mechabit,
which is also not right.
Okay, so the mechabit to give maybe his two son-in-laws allow their own ka'ara. But they don't give every single member of the family.
Was usual by the Seder, only one person had.
That's where it should be.
The Hilchasa, Krav Huna, next. Now the Moses might have loved by Kunasa, the Mortzakasha, why? Exactly.
Maybe six.
Why do you remove the table in front of them? And what's the reason why it's removed? The only reason why the table is removed is in order to arouse the curiosity of the children to ask a question. Man nishtan halalazim mikol halalas. Abai av yosa kamei drad rav. Chosad adukom madli tocha mikamei. So Abai was for Rav. They saw Rav saw Rav before. Abai av kamei kamei rabba. Chosad. Abai yisua adukom madli taka mikamei. They took away the plate. They took away the taka means the dish. Mikamei in the presence of rabba. Omar luhu. So Abai said, what are you doing? Adayin loy kachlinon. We have not yet eaten. We didn't even get up to the meal yet, and you're already taking away the table. Adayin loy kachlinon osu koma akre taka mikamon. You're already taking away the table from before us. Amulei rabba ah. Givaldik, you asked a question. My Talmud asked a question. Mimelo pat patarton miloimar manishtana. We're potter. We don't have to spend time asking manishtana. We can go right to the main. We can get to the Haggadah of Avodin. We can get right away down to business. You asked the kashya. What do we want this Gemara? The Chiddush of Gemara is that even the Talmud kan haben shoyel. Abai was a Talmud. A Talmud who asks the Manishtan is just as good as asking it as a child asking the Manishtan. Someone by the table has this Manishtan, and lav dafka, you have to ask all the Dalai Kashas, even asking any Kasha, anything unusual that's taking place by the Seder is enough of a question to invoke a response, which is a kiyum of Shailu Tshuva, of question and answer. Let's see over the Rashbams. Some very nice Rashbams. Rashbam says, Matzo Lifnei Kol Echod V'yachad. Rashbam is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before it gets very white. Okay, there are three levels of white before it gets very white. Matzo Lifnei Kol Echod V'yachad. Minna Kol Sholachem Hoya. The custom was, Lohosef Al Hamitois, to recline on beds. Everyone a little bit of bed. V'hoya Sholachem Lifnei Kol Echod V'yachad. Everyone has their own independent little table. According to Tanakama, every individual on his little table needs their own matzo mora. Avolididon. So the Rashbam says, already in his custom, already in his time, Tamil Rishonim, in his time, already was the custom. Ein tzachim lifnei misha oisa haseder vu yichalek lichol echad matzo mora. The Rosh Habayis, he will have the matzah and the mora, and he will distribute to those that are present. Vaita. Ein oikres hashulchan. The next statement was that, let's say everyone sits on their own little tables, in front of who do you take away the table? So Tanakama says, the only one that takes table. The table is the Rosh Habayis. Shemitzvah hi lakaris ha-shulchan kidil l'kamam. The Gemara will yet in a few moments teach us that there's a mitzvah to remove the table in order to arouse the curiosity of the children. Ki heichi d'lehavi ha-kera l'tinoikos v'hani mili l'didhu. This, of course, only applies in their time where they all sat at little tables. T'havi lu shulchan kod l'fnei mishoy me'ha-godel l'vadei v'chin l'cholechot. Avlanu. But the Rashbam says, already in our time with the Rishonim, we're going back about 1,000 years. The Rashbam lived about 1,000 years ago, not more than that. Aval anu misalkin esakara shaba matzo moror. What do? We don't take away the table, because if you take away the table, there's nowhere to put it. Where are you going to bring the table? It's already tight enough. We take away the ka'ora. We take away the special plate which holds, is the base for the matzah and the morar. Esakara. Sheba matzah morar v'shnei tavshilin l'soif ha'shulchan. We remove it to the end of the table. We just pull it away from the front of the table to the end of the table. V'dah. You have the Zeroy and the Beitza. What do you have on the Kara? On the Kara, the Moror, right? You have the Pesa, you have the Matzah, and the Moror, and you have the Shnei Tavshilin. What are the Shnei Tavshilin? The Beitza and the Zeroya. One Zecher the Chagiga, one Zecher the Karben Pesach, and you have the Chadoises. What else do you have?
So you have more than
2,000.
Chazeres. You have two types of moro. You have chazeres also. Chazeres. Two types of moro. And karpas. Karpas. The only exotic thing is the chazeres. What do you have chazeres for? I don't know. You have an extra type of moro. You have two types of moro. Why? I don't know why. Okay, right. So we have over here.
I think you have the Zarfas also.
That is sufficient. Therefore, the Rashbam says that in Bizman Azzah, we do not take away the table. What we do is we have a kara, we have a special kara, and we move the kara from the Rosh Habayis, we move it to the back of a dialogue with Bikach. Next, the Yeshanai Hagim, like B.S. Hakara ala Kaf. Some have the custom to pick up the kara ala Kaf on a spoon. To pick up the, I don't know what this means. We pick up the ka'ara al hakaf on the palm. I think it means al-hakaf means on the palm of your hand. Okay? On the palm of your hand. Kaf sometimes means a spoon. Here it means you pick up the ka'ara. It's according to the Rashbam's first interpretation, if Rabbi Carmen is the Rosh Habayis, let's say Rabbi Carmen over here is Rosh Habayis, so he, where he's sitting, so we take it, and we take it, and we take the car, we bring it to the Seif HaShulchan. We take it and we bring it to the Seif HaShulchan and die. That was the Rashbam's first interpretation. Go back one line. What do we do? The Rashbam, one line before, says, what do we do? Bizman hazeh v'chin olechad avul anu. Going back one line above. Avul anu. Misalkin esakara sheba. We remove the ka'ara. Where do we move? Where do we remove it to? We don't take it into the kitchen. Look what he says. Sheba matzah umarar. Upon which is the matzah umarar ushnei tavshilin.
Right.
Notice, he makes no mention of the chalices.
Right.
Notice, he makes no mention of the salt water. Notice, he makes no mention of the karpas. And he makes no mention of the chazeres. He says, what is on the kara? The matzah, the morar, and the shnei tavshilin. We remove it from the location of the Rosh Habayis in front of our carmen. And where do we put it? L'soif ha-shulchan. We take it from where he's sitting, and we move it down all the way to the end of the table. The die lanu bekach. That is equivalent of removing the entire table in time of Chazal. This is the Rashbam's first interpretation. Weiter, don't get worried. The yesh. There are those, minority opinion, the yesh, shenai hagim lehag bias akra lakaf. You have a kara, pick it up, put your hand underneath the kara, and lift it up with your palm of your hand, alakaf, umoitsin habasem in akara, and you move the basa, the meat from the kara, you remove it. That's what it means, that's what you remove it. You pick it up, and you take off the meat. That's what it says.
Just that one item.
The lav milsihi. That's not a good idea. Why not? Dohol doma lekamon boso einzach lagbia hanimil b'shosh shomer hagada pesach shoyav seinu v'kevun the loy motzi l'meim a pesach zeh im hayi magbil le atavshil shayibiyado nira kimaktish behemto imechayim. So he says that because since the Gemara is going to say that the basar, you should aim tzarech lagbia. When you say matzah zoo, you pick up the matzah, you point. When you say moror zoo, you pick up the moror. But the Gemara in the next omen is going to say that when you come to Pesach zoo, you do not pick up the tavshil because it looks like you're being makdish.
Mm-hmm.
You're being makdish the basar as a current Pesach. So Pesach, so you have a seinu. The kaven since the leimotzi lemeimar Pesach ze im haya magbiyoy letavshil shehaya biyadoy nira kimaktish pemte mechayim. Wait, the kaven, the words have to be changed around the way. So the kaven, take out the vav. Hanu b'shoshu magod Pesach shehaya you have a seinu. Kaven the leimotzi lemeimar Pesach ze. Period. V'im hoye magbia l'tavshil shahoye biyado. So it's saying exactly the same problem. You're going to now pick up the tavshil. When you begin to say it, it's going to appear like you're sanctifying the meat. Same problem. That's why it's not a good idea. Aval kishmagbia kar kidei, but when you pick up the entire kara, not just the meat, you pick up everything. Kidei shiakertinak vishal heach nire kimaktish kodshim. It doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong, because you pick up the entire kara, you're not giving the meat more chashivos over the batsa and the mara. Lefichach, therefore, ein tzach lahitzim min atavshel. It's not necessary to remove the meat. The gam hagba chinam, there's no need to pick it up. The best thing to do is to pick up the entire ka'ara, remove it from in front of the Rosh Habayis, legamri, and put the ka'ara bekeren zavis in the corner of the table, ki'ilu kvar ochloi, k'dei sheyakir ha'atinik v'yishal, d'dom ili'akir ha'ashukhan. So basically the gist of the Rashi is that it's not a good idea to pick up the actual meat. And it's not a good idea to pick up the ka'ara and to tear and remove from the ka'ara the basar, the zirudah, the tafshil, because then it looks like giving makdish the meat, which is forbidden. The best thing to do is to pick up the entire ka'ara, put it in the corner, and by putting it in the corner, that's going to arouse the curiosity of the child to ask, what's going on over here? We did not yet get to eat, and you're already taking away the table that's done with the akira shulchan. Okay, then we have the next Rashbam, one Rashbam on this page, patasim lim l'anishtane, the tang l'kamon, chocham, why when Rabbah, why was there when Abaye asked Rabbah, why are you taking away the table, the taka, when we did not yet eat? So Rabbah said, oh, excellent, you've asked the question, we are no longer obligated to ask the Manishtana. Patarta milema Manishtana. So the Tanya l'kamon chocham b'noy shu'aloi, that a chocham is son should ask the Manishtana. Vim lav, not shel hu liatzmoi, Manishtana, if there is no son, he should ask himself Manishtana. V'kevon sheshalu lanu Manishtana, einonu tzichim loy mar Manishtana. El hoshiv al dvar v'lefi shenishtabdu v'mishabonu oistim chol dvar v'lefi, once someone asks the question, that's sufficient. Okay. Now let's go right in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, we're up to four lines from the bar. Amar Shmuel, lechem oini. Stay in the Torah, lechem oini. What does it mean, lechem oini? The Gemara makes a drash oini, lashon of oinim, to answer. Answer means to speak up and to give replies. Lechem sh'oinin alav derm harbei, bread which you respond, you speak many things about the bread. Davarach, another interpretation, lechem oini, oini is lashon onikseth. Ma oni dar shadarko beprusa, so to avkad beprusa, so to when you make the bracha of alachilas matzah, prusa. That's why we have a mitzvah of yachatz. What do we do when it comes to yachatz? You break the matzah into two parts, you leave over on the table, you leave over in the kara, the broken piece, you leave over the smaller piece. Why? Because when you make the bracha, asher kedushon b'mitzvah, and mitzvah alachilas matzah, which the bracha of alachilas matzah is chal on the broken piece. When you make the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, what? That's no, why you have three matzahs. Right, because an oni cannot afford a whole loaf of bread. An oni only has a broken piece. So when you make the bracha of al motzi lechem min haaretz, so you have two full matzahs. You have a grand total of three. You start out with three. We start with two and a half. So the need you have to is make a lechem mishnah. You have two matzahs. But then when you have to make the bracha asher kiddushon b'mitzvahs and al achilas matzah, you have a kavanah for the prusa because darko shel oni b'prusa. Afkam b'prusa. Davar acher, my darko shel oni who masik v'shoy oifa. Afkam nami who masik v'shoy. The tremendous chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara says, telling you that there's a mitzvah how to bake the matzah. When you bake the matzah, your wife should part with the Gemara. But you learn the Gemara. The minute of the Gemara, but one of the Gemara is that the teaching of a chiddush on how you bake the matzah. The way you bake the matzah is an oni does not have firewood. As very we take it for granted. We turn on the oven, right? You have the oven. You warm the oven. It's not an issue. You wait for them to send you the gas bill. Then you worry about it. But time of Chazal, you don't have the very short supply of firewood. So if you're going to fire, if you're going to ignite the wood, by the time you get around to kneading the dough, the wood, the fire will be extinguished, and there will not be sufficient heat in the oven in order for you to bake the matzah. So what do you do in order to make sure it's very tremendous? You have a team. You do it with your wife. You light the fire. At the exact moment, you first ignite the fire, the very last moment that your wife finishes kneading the dough and it's ready to go into the oven, because you have so little fuel, you just have the bare amount of fuel.
You're making the matzahs in your own house.
Right, okay, that's what the Gemara seems to think.
We make it in the bakery.
So let's see one more time. So the Mavir says, Afkan. Afkan, David Avriach, my darko shall oni be mumasi. The oni lights the fire. The ishtoi oifen. The wife puts the bread into the oven. Afkan nami, hu masik. When you bake the matzah, you should ignite the fire. The ishtoi oifen. The wife puts the bread into the dough into the oven. Let's see the Rashbam. The Rashbam on the bottom. Afkan, the top Rashbam on this page. Afkan prusa. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's next Rashbam. And the wife hands it over immediately to be stuck into the oven. Why? You're afraid. The oven will cool down before you get a chance to glue the dough onto the wall of the oven. So Oiskim Shneim Zes, therefore they work together. It's a husband-wife team. Oiskim Shneim Zebehes Sikatanim Zebis. So the husband he fuels the fire, and the wife kneads the dough. Afkan hu masik the ish leoifa kadesh leitachmitz. So too you have to do it in a way where it does not become chomitz. The way the Rashbam Lushan the Gemara, you have to do it very quickly. The key point of the Rashbam is
she lit the fire.
No, he lights the fire. He's lighting the fire, and she's kneading the dough. According to the Rashbam puts the emphasis that when you bake it, it has to be baked in a rushed way. Why? Because of chametz. The Rashbam adds in two words, which seemingly change the entire pshat in the Gemara. The other one, there are many halachim in the Gemara. Let's see the look at how Rashi learns. Rashi on the top says also same thing. Kadesh loy tachmitz. Rashbam and Rashi are of one mahalich. The ikar is not lidei chimut. The whole purpose is we don't want it to turn into chametz. We want it to be baked. So it's done very quickly. Where do we find such a mitzvah where food is baked very quickly? The moment it's kneaded, immediately it's put into the oven. By poor people. Because poor people don't have the luxury of lighting the fire and going away. If you're going to light the fire and go away and come back 5 minutes later, that means you have wood to burn. You have a lot of extra fuel, and it's no big deal to let the oven heat up for a very long period of time. That means you're a wealthy person. It's not a big deal. But if you're very poor, destitute, every single little chip of wood is a big issue. So you're not going to delay. You first can light the fire the very last moment when you put the dough in the oven. That means you're poor. Now, there's an advantage to that. What's the advantage? Even for the wealthy, is that there's not going to be any delay between the kneading and the baking. It's not going to be a chance for the dough to turn into chametz. So that's how Rashi and the Rashbam want to learn Shan the Gemara. The whole issue over here is a matter of it should not become chametz. Okay, it could be. I think other Rishonim learn a little bit differently.
Why
was the wife not a nida? Okay. Taking the Gemara. So Afkan Nami who a master Vishayef Vaida. If you have Vishayef Charois, we learn over here, even though Charois is, we learned in the Mishnah, Charois is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, so we use it. Now the question, if it's not a mitzvah, there's no point to the Tanakhama, there's no